Welcome to Flowcast by Trillium Flow Technologies, a podcast sharing expertise and insights on engineered valves, pumps, and actuators across power, oil and gas, general industry, and water and wastewater sectors. Tune in and experience the performance engineered difference.
Hello and welcome to Flowcast, a podcast brought to you by Trillium Flow Technologies. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Moody. And today we have a very special podcast episode for you, a big milestone for Trillium. And I have two wonderful guests to bring on to get into that conversation today. Brian Voitilla is Managing Director of Trillium Flow Technologies, U.S. Pumps Business Unit. And David Cowan is Engineering Director of Trillium Flow Technologies, U.S. Pumps Business Unit. Thank you both for being with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really excited to have this conversation with you, as I mentioned. Can we have both of you give us a brief bio and share a little bit more about yourselves and your role here at Fresno?
Sure. David, if you wouldn't mind going first.
Sure. So as you said, I'm the engineering director here in Fresno. I'm responsible essentially for run out the product engineering and project engineering teams here, which really takes care of all of the products that we make here in Fresno, be it from initial design all the way through to testing. My team's really hands-on with getting that product out the door. My background, I've been in the pump industry for around 17 years. My career spanned across multiple of the larger pump companies here. Started off as a hydraulic engineer and worked my way up to where I am now.
And I'm Brian Voitilla, Managing Director of U.S. Pumps Business Unit. So happy to be here talking about the successes and what we've been able to do in a short period of time. A quick bio of myself. I've been in the flow control industry for just about 20 years. Various roles in engineering, sales, business development, market development, new product development, operations. And then I'm very, very pleased to have the pleasure to be able to lead our business unit here in Fresno with our manufacturing base here for U.S. Pumps.
Perfect. And we talked about some big things that have been happening at Trillium. And I want to start off here because this is a big one. When you heard that you reached the 1,000th WSP self-primer, what was your first reaction?
I would say I was very pleased with the progress that the team's made. Just maybe a quick reflection. We celebrated the 90th anniversary of our Flowway brand last year, and we've really wanted to emphasize at the facility that we do a lot more than just Flowway. And we recognize that we're achieving other milestones around the other brands that we manufacture here that are very critical to our customers. You know, the 1,000th pump for self-primer since the integration into the Fresno facility from Salt Lake City is definitely a milestone to celebrate as a team. But we look back and think about all of the other product lines that we've developed and delivered to our customers in the market, and really reflect on not only the great brand recognition that those products and brands have, but also the customers that we've partnered with throughout that life cycle. And we recognize that over the last few years, it's been quite challenging for us, as it has for a lot of companies through COVID and the post-pandemic supply chain issues. And moving a facility is not easy. We recognize that. But we've also learned a lot as a team and as a business, not just in how we produce great quality products and deliver those to our customers, but also who our true partners are and who's with us for the long haul. And we're very fortunate to have extremely great positioning and great partnerships in those brands and those customers.
Yeah. You know, and Brian, you mentioned it has not always been an easy journey here, right? Some roadblocks here, but this really is something to celebrate because this isn't just the 1,000th self-primer. It is the 1,000th built in Fresno since the merger with SLC. So from your perspective, how does that make this milestone even more meaningful?
I mean, we're not stopping. You know, we took a moment to celebrate it, and I think the team was very proud of what they've achieved, kind of as I've mentioned, but we realized that we got to keep going. There's a lot of opportunity we still have to continue to deliver. You know, the way we kind of look at it is job's not done yet. Like, we can continue to go. And that rings true across not just our leadership team that we have within the business unit, but also our direct employees and our channel partners and customers. Again, you know, we'll celebrate it. We'll celebrate that success and that milestone, but we still have a lot to offer and we still have a lot to keep going on. So we're very excited to continue.
And I know it's really important forward facing to let the clients know that you want to be a company that can be trusted. So how has the Fresno team built a reputation for reliability with this product?
Yeah, I mean, like every manufacturer, there are quality things that happen, you know, when you're doing semi-repetitive manufacturing, like you do with the self primer. You have to stay on top of your supply chain. You have to stay on top of the manufacturing process, the instructions. And we as a team have recognized where there have been slip-ups or errors during the production process as things move from Salt Lake City to Fresno. As any pump manufacturer knows, there's what's on the drawing and then there's the tribal knowledge. And we were able to uncover some of those things, some of which we realized were also problems in manufacturing in Salt Lake City. And it's not until you get to the details and say, hey, where is this? The team says, oh, yeah, that was also a known reoccurring thing. So, you know, we've scaled up in our quality engineering team. We've scaled up in our supplier quality engagement to make sure that we can really solve those problems. And we let our channel partners know where something is a default or something needs to be addressed in the market. And we partner with them very closely to make sure that we don't have anything that escapes into the market and we're able to address it in a partnership. But I would say that's probably the big change that we've been able to make in making sure that we're really producing highly reliable, high quality, safe products into the marketplace, which is what our customers continue to demand. We've got some pumps in some very difficult applications all around the world, and you know they are relied upon. They are heavily relied upon, making sure that they not only produce high quality in how they operate, but also operate in a safe manner for anybody that's around them.
Yeah. And you really have to, as you said, identify where the need is to fix things so you can get better and find those solutions. So what message does everything that you just mentioned send to your customers and partners worldwide?
We're here as a partnership forever, long-standing, long-lasting, highly reliable. We have, as I tell the team, whether it's in our global town halls, you know, every month or what we're talking as a leadership team, you know, we are standing on a legacy that's been built by our predecessors, 30, 40, 50, 60, 90 years worth of work to build those brand recognitions. And we have a due diligence as a group to make sure that we uphold to that level of standard that quality of that brand represents in the market. But as I said before, job's not done. Like, we need to figure out ways to be able to evolve that and make it even better so that our customers can continue with the likes of technology advancing. People are wanting more data faster. They want to understand how things are operating. You know, just having an industrial pump sitting there operating, not knowing what's happening is becoming a thing of the past. And we know that we need to be a bit more agile in how our products operate. And so we're looking at different ways, even in simple terms for what our products are relied upon. We're looking at different ways to be able to provide a higher level of quality and operational partnership with our customers. And we're not done. We're going to continue down this journey. It's very exciting.
Yeah. And speaking of exciting, David, I'm going to flip things over to you. Even as a new member of the team, mm-hmm. which is exciting in and of itself, what impresses you most about the self-primer program and the people behind it?
I think the thing that kind of took me, kind of got me thinking, wow, was just the overall story of the product, and not just the what Fresno's done, but I mean, what Fresno has done is phenomenal, right? To onboard a product into their facility in the space of time that they did, and to get it firing to the point where we're able to ship this many products in the time frame that we're able to do it is fantastic to see. It's not really seen across the pump industry, let's put it that way. But from the people, just the approach they took to design the product, is the methodology that they took was basically finding all the problems with the existing products in the market and solving them and improving them. And that's really the market differentiator that Brian mentioned earlier. that's really impressive to me.
So as a follow-up to that, looking forward, how do you see your role and Fresno's engineering team shaping the next 1,000?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's continue that if we look at it from a curiosity standpoint, right, if you take any of our pumps, it's just taking that thought process and making sure that we're always looking at what our customers are seeing and trying to solve the problems that they are seeing, not necessarily just the problems that we're seeing. That's what makes our products different for any of our customers, and not just the self-primer, but all of our products here in Fresno. So it's building that capability within the team and just keeping it going.
So David, I want to get a little more granular here. Why do you think Trillium's pump offerings have earned such trust across multiple industries like water, wastewater, mining, power, and industrial applications?
If we take back to something that Brian mentioned earlier on, it's really around the partnerships that we develop with our customers. We want to show that we're not just here as a generic supplier. We're really here to be a partner. And that really starts at the quotation side of it, but it's managed in the engineering team right at the beginning, where we really build that relationship and show that the product that we're developing for them is really a custom solution for what they need. And it ends up in a lifetime relationship with them.
And speaking of that, Brian, I want to ask you, looking at the industries you serve, what does it mean to you knowing that the work of your teams sustains core processes that customers depend on?
We talk a lot about that as a team, but also as an organization. It's extremely important that, well, let's take a step back and talk about communities. You know, we not only wanted to create a community within our organization here in the U.S. Pumps Business Unit, which is not just Fresno, but it's also our global team. We have 56 people that are located outside of Fresno, California, that are part of our business unit all around the world, mainly our sales and application engineers. But we wanted to generate a sense of community. Further to that, you know, as we've come out of a recovery, if you will, in our manufacturing here in Fresno, we wanted to be able to generate a sense of community in the state of California, in the city of Fresno, in the Central Valley, and be not only mindful of how we affect that community, but also prideful. And I think part of that pride goes into then the products that we manufacture. Let's be prideful about what we do. And again, the brand heritage and recognition that exists in the market, but also allow people to understand within our teams that what we do is provide highly critical pumping applications and systems to the world in a direct to consumer community type environment. We have, as you mentioned, pumps that are providing clean, fresh water to communities all around the world. We have, you know, every major municipality in the U.S. We have wastewater pumps that are heavily relied upon, grit systems that are heavily relied upon to work, whether it's in a stormwater application or general operation. And we have people on the end of those systems that are relying on that. So it's, you know, that community is not just local to our manufacturing, but it's also a wider community in how we serve the world. And I think that's quite key for us to kind of have that level of groundness so that everybody understands, hey, if you miss a task that needs to be done that day, a commitment that we have made either to an internal customer, a partner, or an external, like there is someone down the line that could be part of your community that's relying on our product getting there and actually operating and working, right? And, you know, with the markets that we serve, as you mentioned, quite a vast market share and diversification, we touch almost every point around the world. And so it's really critical, whether it's mining, freshwater, municipal water, oil and gas, industrial applications, geothermal power, conventional power. You know, we touch so many different facets of what the end user, the end people, the population will touch. And it's really critical for us to deliver on what we do every single day.
And with serving the world, that phrase kind of sticking with me, keeping that in mind, David, joining a team with such a strong track record can be inspiring, maybe even a little intimidating. So what have you learned so far about the people who made this milestone possible?
No, you're right. It is inspiring and a little bit intimidating, as you said. But yeah, it's encouraging, I think, is the best way to put it for me. It's good to see that there's people in the organization who have the commitment to take that product to that point, but keep it going and continue to continuously improve the process that they're working in, continue to develop the partnerships with our suppliers to make sure that what we're getting in the door is what we need to give to our customers. But then also just from my own team and the engineering team, our approach that they're constantly looking to support the production team as they go through the development, the building of the different products, particularly when they don't necessarily know the products all that well, since they're newer to the facility. It's just that collaboration and partnership throughout the internal organization. It's very encouraging to see.
And Brian, from your view, how has the team adapted and grown through the merger with SLC and beyond?
It was difficult at the beginning. It was a difficult time, but also, you know, the world was in a stressful environment, as I mentioned before, with COVID and supply chain pandemic. It opened, I would say, the team's eyes to realize that we needed to do things differently. And we needed to be open in that different approach. The thing that really allowed us to, I would say, stay steadfast is we've talked a lot about our channel partners, but we also have an extremely good, extremely well-versed and a great 10-year sales team who have been a part of our journey, you know, both pre-consolidation and post. And we also have a very robust product management team across the world in the Trillium organization that really help us align on what those expectations are in the market. So, you know, I think had we not had that continuity within that market-facing, customer-facing group, it would have been a bit more difficult. But, you know, I've got extreme, let's say, excitement and very pleased with that knowledge base that that team has. And what they keep bringing to the table is, hey, we can do more. Here's how we can partner. Here's how we can solve. Let's go. Let's do it. Which I think, as David mentioned, it can be maybe intimidating, but also it's an opportunity for us to continue because what's been developed already, I would say, within the pump industry, the industry is not done. Like, there's still more evolution and innovation to be had by far. And I'll argue with anybody about that because I think that there's a lot of opportunity in the industry still to innovate and solve for customers more than what's been done so far.
And you've mentioned your team a few times, so I want to ask this of both of you. This milestone isn't just about the number. You know, it's the people behind it. So how would you describe the pride and culture of Fresno Manufacturing that made this achievement possible?
Maybe I'll let you talk a little bit about the team, David, given you just recently joined.
Sure. I mean, if we look back at when we had the celebration, and I'll talk about that a little bit, the pride that I really saw and the team was, it was phenomenal. I mean, everyone understood what that milestone meant to the facility. Look, we ship lots of pumps. It's not a normal occurrence, I'm trying to say. So it's one of those things that could just happen without anybody noticing. But to take the time and actually stop and celebrate this, it really showed the team. It really showed me that the team was very engaged in what they produce. And the pride that just came out to me was phenomenal.
Yeah, I echo David's points. And I kind of go back to that sense of community. We've really put a lot of emphasis on let's be prideful about what we're doing. I keep using that word, but it's really the essence of what we've been trying to get the team rallied behind. And again, it's not just here in the manufacturing location, but it's also our network of our team that's around the world. A couple of examples just on the facility location. You know, we've got welders here in California, in the Central Valley, that have been with us for 20 plus years. Some of the, you know, that level of expertise, that level of knowledge base that have been welding on complex materials with complex products for a very long time. We should be really prideful about that heritage and that history that we have. And they are. They're actually very ecstatic about the fact that, you know, I can walk in and talk to them and they can say, hey, you know a bit about welding now. And, you know, we can have conversations. I said, well, yeah, because you are a vital part of our organization. It's just not something that really the team has seen in the past, let's say two plus years ago, but similar to our machinists. And I could go on. Machinists, our assembly team, our testing team, you know, our technicians that we have, and really everybody, our maintenance team even, that keeps us up and running in our critical operation here in Fresno. Everybody should be prideful in what they're doing and have that sense of not only local but global community, because everything they do can really contribute to the greater good.
The first 1,000 since the SLC merger is definitely representation of integration and growth. So as we look to the future, what do you hope the next 1,000 pumps will stand for?
Like anything, it should just be, you know, it should be a milestone that comes, we celebrate, and we just continue on to the next one. You know, and yeah, 1,000 pumps is very exciting. We're very proud to have a customer also, you know, share that excitement with us, who was able to attend our event, which was phenomenal. But we want to really see that as, yeah, we're hitting these milestones, and we're just going to keep going through them and bring on the next one. You know, let's achieve it, but let's look to that future. And I think that's really the journey that we're on now.
Any final words before we close things off here?
Not from myself. I think what Brian just said there finished it off eloquently. I mean, we're up for the next challenge. Bring it on.
Sounds great. Ryan Voitila and David Cowan celebrating a big milestone, the 1,000th WSP self-primer. And, you know, we've heard some exciting things happening not only now, but looking to the future. And congratulations on your feats and what you've reached so far. A lot of accomplishments there. And, you know, Brian, you said it earlier on in the podcast, you're not finished. There's a lot of work to do, a lot of people to serve. So appreciate your time and being here.
Thanks,
and congratulations
Michelle.
Again.
Thanks, Michelle.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to Flowcast. Of course, it is a podcast brought to you by Trillium Flow Technologies. And if you would like to subscribe to the podcast, you can hear more engaging conversations like the one you heard today. And of course, you can visit Trillium's website for more information there as well. Thanks again for joining us. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and we hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.